You're tuned in to Due North on CFUR 88.7 FM, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Foundation of Canada. The following is a news summary presented Monday, April 20th, 2026. Starting with the weather, courtesy of Environment Canada, for Claylie-Tenay, Prince George, B.C., the evening of Monday, April 20th, suggests a clearing of the skies with a westerly wind of 20 kilometers an hour, becoming lighter this evening with a low of plus 3. The morning of Tuesday, April 21st, looks to be sunny in the morning and early in the afternoon, followed by a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon. Wind becoming 20 kilometers an hour from the west late in the morning, with a high of 15 degrees and a UV index of 5 or moderate. Moving into Tuesday night, partly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers early in the evening, though clearing in the evening, with a northwesterly wind of 20 kilometers an hour and a low of 0 degrees. Wednesday, April 22nd, has an outlook of sunshine, accompanied by wind and a high of 11 degrees Celsius. Into the nighttime, skies clear with a low of minus 3. Thursday, April 23rd, has a forecast of sunshine with a high of 13 degrees, staying clear into the nighttime with a low of minus 2. Friday, the 24th, carries over those sunny skies with a high of 14 degrees, with a nighttime low of 0, clear skies. Continuing the sunny trend, Saturday, April 25th, has a forecast of sunshine and a high of 19 degrees, though the clouds moving in over the nighttime with a low of 0. Sunday, April 26, has a forecast of a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 18 degrees. Our sunrises are scheduled for 5:59 a.m. and our sunsets are scheduled for 8:22 p.m. If you don't like it, you better take it up with a boss. The air quality in and around the municipality of Prince George, Claylie-Tenay on Monday, April 20th, 2026, is of extremely good quality, with particulate matter 2.5 microns across or smaller, ranging less than 2 parts per million. And according to BC Wildfire Services, for Monday, April 20th, 2026, there is currently one active wildfire in the Prince George Fire District, though it is listed as under control. Located by Doki Siding, which is roughly 10 kilometers west of Chetwynd, the fire is roughly 0.65 hectares in size. And speaking of fires, the BC Wildfire staff, in cooperation with Fraser Lake Fire Department, will be conducting a prescribed burn of up to 11.5 hectares directly east of Fraser Lake. This is in collaboration with the Village of Fraser Lake, Mouse Mountain Elementary School, and the Ministry of Transport and Transit on a planned burn. It'll take place between mid-April and mid-May, depending on suitable conditions, with the intended goal of reducing wildfire risk in an area that's heavily used for recreation, cross-training with Fraser Lake Fire Department, habitat improvement in the target areas, and educational opportunities for Mouse Mountain Elementary School students. When the burn is conducted, smoke will be highly visible from Fraser Lake and surrounding areas, and a motorist traveling along Highway 16 between Fort Fraser and Indaco. Signage will be placed along the roadway to notify motorists. Also, just southwest of Vanderhoof, BC, prescribed burns are set to take place April 23rd, near Stony Creek and Lake Town, across multiple small units of land totaling 68 hectares. The intention is a maintenance of grass burning for hazard mitigation and prescribed fire training. The BC Wildfire Service released their Spring 2026 Seasonal Outlook on April 16th, highlights of which include the following. Wetter than normal conditions were recorded for BC in December prior to freeze-up, which helped alleviate drought conditions for the majority of BC. March was another wet month, which helped to further alleviate drought concerns in many regions of the province. Despite higher than average rainfall during the 2025 summer, the northeast region of BC remains an area of concern given the ongoing multi-year drought conditions. Moderate drought conditions also exist in the western parts of the Caribou Fire Center and the majority of the Kamloops Fire Center. Higher than normal winter freezing levels have resulted in record low snow at Valley Bottom. This increases the likelihood of early season grass fires in interior valleys. The severity of the 2026 wildfire season will largely depend on the amount and frequency of spring precipitation, May through June, And their final point notes, unfortunately, there is little or no skill in long-range precipitation forecasting, so stay tuned via the BC Wildfire Service app and social media. For the latest information on current wildfire activity, prohibitions, restrictions, road closures, and air quality advisories, visit bcwildfire.ca, make use of the BC Wildfire map, or use the BC Wildfire app.
And now for the news.
Bulletin.
As of Monday, April 20th, 2026, petroleum prices are in and around a range of 154.9 to 168.9 cents a liter. Information courtesy of the Prince George Citizen. The lowest prices in the province for petroleum have been reported in Salmon Arm and Kelowna, ranging from 141.9 to 145.4 cents a liter, while the highest prices in the province have been reported in the Lower Mainland, the highest being in Richmond at 185.9 cents a liter, information courtesy of the CBC. Dunster, BC-based musicians Dream Heavy have teamed up with Vale Mount's Wishbone Productions and Gold Pan City Dance of Quesnel, BC, to present The Morning After, an alt-rock musical touring from Vale Mount to McBride, and then over to Prince George this April 2026. That's April 24th in Prince George at the Playhouse. The production was in part inspired by highly charged political events over the last several years, but its intention is not to agitate. Here's a clip from Wishbone Theatre Productions' Sharon Stearns from our interview.
And the intent of this musical really, Ian, is not to add to any collective outrage. It's really our feelings of powerlessness over what's going on. It's more to create a story about possibilities.
You can hear more on that story after the summary. And on Tuesday, April 14th, 2026, a crowd of people gathered at the intersection of Highway 16 and 97 near Mr. PG to commemorate the grim anniversary of BC's toxic drug crisis, originally announced on April 14th, 2016. Since that time, there have been roughly 615 toxic drug-related deaths in Prince George Clay-Lieutenay. While the rate of related deaths is recently reported to be going down, Sunat Sune, Client Safety and Community Engagement Coordinator Emily Christensen-Sweeney does not feel reassured of the declining rate.
While the numbers are appearing to go down, that doesn't necessarily mean that things have improved at all. It just means that we've lost so many people.
More on that story later in Due North News. On the topic of food security, Courtney Dallaire, a Natural Resources and Environmental Studies master's student at UNBC, has received a grant to pursue research concerning unconventional gardening practices in northern BC. Meanwhile, UNBC graduate Joe Van Winkle is taking the helm for the northern BC chapter of the Provincial Health Association of BC's Rise Up program, connecting youth in northern BC to food security projects across the region. You can find stories on these two here on Due North and on our website, cfur.ca, and also frequencynews.ca this week. Many have been wondering what's going on with Northern Health's new acute care tower at UHNBC Hospital, so we sought out an update for you. Here's a quick clip with Jack Jenkinson, Director of Clinical Planning and Operational Readiness with a focus on mental health and substance abuse. I feel as though the general consensus among the community is that Northern Health Services are very stressed, and it's showing in people's experiences of various pieces of healthcare. And I am going to guess that the construction of this tower is aimed at easing that stress that both healthcare providers and patients feel.
Maybe one thing that I'll add to this is that we have multiple aims with this project. And so often there are conversations around capacity and conversations around services. But if we can provide the right type of services in the right space at the right time, what that does is alleviates the need for acute care, and it supports the patients directly, supports the community, and it supports the people that are working in that location as well. So we're trying to think about this in an innovative way so that we can provide the best care possible.
Stay tuned to Due North for more on that story. As bears come out of hibernation this spring 2026, Northern Bear Awareness Society reminds us how to secure our garbage with the six following tips. Keep garbage indoors, either in your kitchen bin or in a garage or other location until garbage collection day. If you have food waste that is particularly smelly, like bones, fish, etc., you can put it in your freezer until garbage day to minimize the odor of your garbage. Store garbage in a sturdy enclosure or shed, keeping in mind that bears are strong and persistent. Garbage should only be put curbside for pickup on the morning of garbage day, after 4 a.m. Cleaning your garbage can to reduce odors will also make the container less attractive to bears. Use a ratchet strap to keep your can closed. This will not keep a bear out, but it may deter a bear and can find easier meals elsewhere. And this method is better than leaving garbage unsecured. Wednesday, April 22nd marks Earth Day, and that means Spring Cleanup 2026 is coming, supported by the City of Prince George and REAPS, where Prince George residents are invited to pitch in with their friends and neighbors to give the city an old-fashioned post-winter tidying up. So, Sunday, April 26, 2026, you're encouraged to pick up litter in parks, schoolyards, and along streets and trails. Last year, community members worked together to remove 5,830 kilos of litter from our parks, trails, and streets. Hopefully there's less laying around this 2026, but there's only one way to find out, and that's by doing it again. If you're interested in being a sponsor of the event or want more information, please email parksandrec@princegeorge.ca. Please register before Wednesday, April 22nd, that's Earth Day 2026, at noon. Gear is available for pickup at City Hall prior to then. If you're interested in volunteering with food systems in your community, rise up with the Public Health Association of BC with partial funding from the Canada Service Corps. Rise Up strengthens food systems and environmental stewardship in a BC-wide program connecting youth with hands-on volunteer experiences in food systems and environmental initiatives. No previous volunteer or food systems experience needed. Open to youth ages 15 to 30. If you've got any questions, contact Joe Van Winkle, the Northern Regional Lead, at the email northern.riseup@phabc.org. You can search hashtag riseup. PHABC across a number of social medias. Tune in to Due North, 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. weekdays, and 24/7 on CFUR.ca for locally grown, crafted, and curated local news and information. With your host, Ian Gregg, this segment is brought to you in part by the Local Journalism Initiative. Contact the newsroom anytime by emailing newsroom@cfur.ca or by calling 778-693-2387 extension 6. Also view our content online at frequencynews.ca.